Luring Augustine is pleased to present the first solo exhibition of new gallery artist Josh Smith. Through books, paintings, and collages, Josh Smith explores the ideas of authenticity, authorship, and the mythology of the artist. His casual anti-art aesthetic intentionally defies the rules of artistic convention in an ironic and informed manner. Smith's training and background in printmaking influence the conceptual and formal foundation of his work. The signifying components of his methodology consist of systematic processes, replication, and serial repetition. Groups of works share size, media, and a template-like content, engaging the viewer with materiality and concept. The aesthetics of the work tend to evolve on their own. Smith's collages on plywood are made up of an array of plebeian and recycled materials, such as newspapers or takeout menus, that are often overlaid and contrasted with handmade marks. These components play on the tension between innovation and mechanization. The manufactured copy is elevated to the level of the creative medium and denigrates the significance of the singular artistic gesture. The announcement paintings continue this contrast and combination of the original versus the mass-produced. Examining the commercialism of today's art market, which places value on art based on its scarcity and originality, Smith uses the traditional woodcut technique for a serial output. Traces of the artist's hand, revealed in print flaws and duplications, expose the tenuous space between the authentic product and the copy. The name paintings incorporate and manipulate the letters of his own name, Josh Smith, as a motif for the canvas, addressing the mythology of the artist by a display of ironic self-promotion. Devoid of subject matter, abstract or representational content, the enlarged autograph at first appears as self-aggrandizement, a notion quickly debunked through the casual execution of the brushstrokes and the artist's profoundly generic name. In the new body of work made for this exhibition, entitled Abstraction, Smith creates archetypes of abstract painting using vibrant colors to create effortless compositions. He continues to use a template-like motif, taking it to a more nuanced level by exploring the abstract expressionistic style. The heavy-handed art historical reference to a school of artists posited as mystical geniuses loses its potency in Smith's renditions that incorporate off colors and cartoon-like shapes. These simulacra of abstractions have an impoverished aesthetic that frame this artistic tradition within an aura of insufficiency and humility. Smith continues to explore notions of critical hierarchy and authenticity to directly expose the purpose of painting itself. Born in 1976, Josh Smith is from Knoxville, Tennessee, and lives and works in New York City. In 2006, he has had solo exhibitions at galleries in Paris, Oslo, Brussels, Detroit, and Chicago. His museum shows include a solo exhibition at the Powerhouse in Memphis entitled Dial J for Josh, and he was included in Saatchi Gallery's USA Today show at the Royal Academy of Arts, Uncertain States of America at the Serpentine Gallery in London, and the Astrup Fearnley Museum in Oslo. Smith will participate in the upcoming Lyon Biennale, curated by Hans-Ulrich Obrist. Luring Augustine is proud to present Currents, an exhibition of new work by Josh Smith. Smith's second show with the gallery, this exhibition features large paintings and collages. While many of the paintings are figurative in nature, they eschew precise representation in favor of an exploration of abstraction. Much like the manipulation of the letters of his name, for which Smith gained an early reputation, a fish or a leaf motif exists as a point of departure here. The subject is rendered in dots, zigzags, and waves to create an energetic composition of gestural brushstrokes and vibrant colors. In another new series of paintings, Smith avoids the gestural entirely in pursuit of pure abstraction. They are inspired in part by his ongoing series of palette paintings, small canvases which serve as actual palettes for larger works and result in abstract compositions created by chance. These canvases are more deliberate than the palette paintings and recall monotypes in their process, a nod to the artist's background in printmaking. With subtly nuanced coloration and texture, they exude a quietude that serves as a counterpoint to the dynamism of the first group of paintings. In his mixed-media collages, subway maps, newspapers, and street posters are combined with mechanical reproductions of Smith's own paintings, as well as silkscreen text and original abstract painting. Following in the tradition of such artists as Robert Rauschenberg and Dieter Roth, he intersperses the manufactured with the handmade and elevates lowly materials by virtue of inclusion. More recently, one-to-one reproductions of entire paintings are affixed to the support in the form of a composite grid of color copies. Slightly pixelated and high in contrast, these reproductions are uncannily tactile in spite of the absolute flatness of the surface. In constantly blurring the boundaries between high and low, authentic and manufactured, the graphic and the painterly, Smith continues to test the rules of artistic convention and break new ground. Born in 1976, Josh Smith is from Knoxville, Tennessee, and currently lives and works in New York. He has had numerous solo exhibitions in the United States and abroad, most notably Hidden Darts, at Museum Moderne Kunst in Vienna, solo shows at both the Centre d'Art Contemporain in Geneva and the Frans Hals Museum in the Netherlands are forthcoming. He has also participated in several important group exhibitions, including Bookshelf at the Museum of Modern Art in New York, the 2000 Lyon Biennale, USA Today at Saatchi Gallery, and Uncertain States of America at the Serpentine Gallery in London. Galleria Massimo Di Carlo is proud to present the first Italian solo exhibition of Josh Smith's works. Through collages, paintings, and installations created in 2010, the Tennessee-born and New York-based artist continues his research on genuineness, the role of the artist, the meaning of the work of art, and the possibility to serialize it. Josh Smith exhibits a selection of his new works, grouping them together according to a well-defined plan that represents the artist's stylistic path over the last 10 years. It starts with the so-called name paintings, in which the common name Josh Smith is obsessively repeated, and it continues with the collages, in which posters, newspaper cuttings, maps, and pictures blur with pictorial interventions and his palette paintings. Smith's works stand out because of their serial quality and the superabundance of his limitless creative stream of consciousness. Even some stools that can be used by visitors as privileged points of view, or the small encyclopedia on display in the following room, may be a reference to 38th Street Publishers, the publishing house Smith set up in New York in 2008 with the simple aim of making high-quality art books available to everyone, are coated in his distinctive, dark, dense paint. The distinguishing mark of Josh Smith's works is precisely this freedom of expression. If a painter thinks through paintings, like Paul Cézanne said, it is obvious that a profusion of works will be created, and this overproduction clearly contrasts with the general trend to consider a work's quality as directly related to its rarity. Josh Smith sets himself free from the logic leading to a distinction between major and minor works and from the system of values used to judge art, and he offers an alternative that places the focus on a work's creative process as part of an artist's production rather than on its uniqueness. Josh Smith was born in Tennessee in 1976. He currently lives and works in New York. Among his most recent solo exhibitions, the ones at the Centre d'Art Contemporain in Geneva 2009 and at the MUMOK in Vienna, 2008. He took part in the collective exhibitions Facts at the Drawing Center in New York, 2009, Learn to Read Art, A History of Printed Matter at the PS1 in New York, 2009, The Generational Younger Than Jesus at the New Museum in New York, 2009, Book Shelf at the Museum of Modern Art in New York, 2008, and Meet Me Around the Corner, Works from the Astrup Fearnley Collection at the Astrup Fearnley Museum of Modern Art in Oslo, 2008. The show Josh Smith and Sophie von Hellerman, already at Le Consortium in Dijon in 2009, is still ongoing and now exhibited at the Don Danenens Museum in Brussels. The Brandt Foundation Art Study Center is pleased to present The American Dream, an exhibition of new large-scale paintings and collages by New York-based artist Josh Smith. Smith will transform the Brandt Foundation into a temporary studio where he will spend 30 days producing new work for the forthcoming exhibition. This is an appropriate scenario for the artist, as his practice is largely visceral and spontaneous. In preparation for his show, Smith has consulted Urs Fischer, the artist who previously exhibited at the Foundation, and Julian Schnabel, who helped design the physical space, and has incorporated their input in his plans for the exhibition. Josh Smith's paintings are widely known for negotiating the concept of an artist's signature style, as evidenced in works where his own name appears repeatedly, both signified and abstracted. His paintings further explore the contentious relationship between abstraction and realism, challenging aesthetic dominance and recontextualizing the mundane, counterbalancing his body of work between the deliberate and deliberately random. Smith confronts the notion of compositions created entirely by chance. Equally paramount to Smith's practice are his collages, which mix ordinary found material, such as newspapers, with paintings, silkscreen, and reproductions of his own work. Some recent collages consist entirely of printed images of his existing work. These works differ in that they play with scale and the printer's color modulation feature, experimenting with developing infinite variations of the original image. Similar to his name paintings, the subject here is the critical potential of repetition and self-reference. Born in 1976, Josh Smith is from Knoxville, Tennessee, and currently lives and works in New York. Forthcoming exhibitions include Illuminations, curated by Biche Kudiger at the Venice Biennale, and an exhibition at Le Printemps de Septembre, Toulouse, France, curated by Anne Pontigny, taking place in the fall. He has had numerous solo exhibitions in the United States and abroad, most notably Who Am I at the Hall in Harlem in 2009 and Hidden Darts at Museum Moderne Kunst in Vienna in 2008. He has also participated in several important group exhibitions, including Uncertain States of America at the Serpentine Gallery in London and Astrup Fearnley Museet in Oslo, USA Today at Saatchi Gallery, the 2007 Lyon Biennale, curated by Hans-Ulrich Obrist, Book Shelf at the Museum of Modern Art in New York, and the Generational Younger Than Jesus at the New Museum in New York. About the Brandt Foundation Art Study Center. The Brandt Foundation Art Study Center has a mission to promote education and appreciation of contemporary art and design by making works available to institutions and individuals for scholarly study and examination. The Brandt Foundation Art Study Center presents long-term exhibitions curated primarily from the collection. The collection is remarkable in that scores of artists are represented in depth, including works from the earliest period of their practice through their most recent works. Currently, the Brandt Foundation, Inc., established in 1996, lends works to more than a dozen exhibitions per year. Josh Smith painted 47 paintings directly on the wall to create On the Water, his exhibition at Deitch Studios. There is a feeling of the uncanny when one enters the space. One senses that there is something off, not quite right. There is a brief period of perceptual adjustment when the viewer begins to realize that the 5x4 foot rectangles spaced evenly around the walls like standard canvases are not actually canvases. They are paintings painted right onto the wall. Josh Smith wanted to create a show of paintings that look like something else. The intention was to make, quote, art without an art object, unquote, and to take the commodity out of the art. There is nothing in the exhibition to covet or to buy. The work is only to be looked at. He wanted to, quote, bring painting down, unquote. The work has a lightness and a sense of weightlessness. It also has an immediacy and a feeling of directness. The 47 works were completed in just 3.5 days. The space between the paintings is important, and Smith recalls that the most difficult part of the project was restraining himself from doing too much. The paintings have a fluidity that reflects the flow of water on the river visible through the gallery windows. The paintings seem to float. The paintings are, in fact, all water-based. They are painted with India ink and gouache, which is like an opaque watercolor. Smith describes his use of gouache and the bright palette of many of the works as, quote, concentrated, vibrant watercolor, unquote. Unlike in oil painting, the colors do not get muddy. The colors remain sharp and crisp. In Smith's words, quote, there is no power loss, unquote. He emphasizes that, quote, everything that went into the paintings is still there, unquote. Quote, painting is like talking for me, Smith explains. It is how I communicate, unquote. He thinks of his 5x4 foot painting size as a standard template, like the stack of composition paper on a writer's desk. Quote, the size of the painting fits people well, unquote, he says. Smith thinks of himself as his first viewer and claims to remember everything that he makes. In the Deitch Studios installation, one can see a whole room full of paintings at once. The viewer can see how the paintings are made, and Smith asserts that the viewers could actually make the paintings themselves. The process is deliberately demystified. Smith says that he has been criticized for making too much work. In fact, he thinks that he does not make enough work. Josh Smith is known for 3 themes, all of which are explored in the Deitch Studios installation. The signature. Smith looked for something with the meaning stripped out of it. Josh Smith is a bland name and an ideal armature for painting. The leaf. The image is derived from an actual oak leaf that the artist keeps in a cigar box in his studio. He has painted it several hundred times. The leaf is softer and more, quote, figurative, unquote, than the signature. With the leaf and the fish, he is trying to, quote, show more heart, unquote. The fish. The fish can be painted in 3 or 4 lines. You cannot paint it wrong. Josh Smith has drawn on his printmaking background and his study of the work of Picasso, Duchamp, de Kooning, Rauschenberg, Warhol, Polka, Wool, Erlen, and Kippenberger to create a new approach to abstraction. His, quote, simple, unquote, work opens a fresh and complex set of possibilities for painting. On the Water is a collaborative project between Luring Augustine and Deitch Projects. Deitch Studios offers artists the opportunity to create a body of work in the space and then present it for a period of several months. It is located in a large warehouse space directly on the East River at the end of 44th Drive in Long Island City. It is a 10 to 15 minute walk from PS1 and the Sculpture Center. Luring Augustine is pleased to announce an exhibition of new work by Josh Smith. This will mark his 3rd solo show with the gallery and will present a selection of paintings and collages. Smith is perhaps best known for paintings featuring his name writ large, the letters of which fluctuate between signifiers of the name and abstracted forms. In recent years, he has experimented with more figurative subjects, such as fish and leaves, and his newest works include depictions of skeletons and insects. Each motif is chosen not as a subject to be precisely rendered, but rather as a point of departure in his ongoing exploration of abstraction. In forcing the painted subject to be somewhat arbitrary, Smith strives to take the act of painting beyond aesthetics. In his collages, common found materials such as newspapers are combined with reproductions of Smith's own works, as well as silkscreen and painting. Some recent collages have consisted entirely of printed images of his existing works. By adjusting scale and modulating the colors of his printer, he can achieve innumerable variations of the original images. Smith likens each panel or canvas to a page in a book, in that each work informs the next as well as implies a predecessor. Collectively, they represent an exhaustive exploration of technical and compositional possibilities. Born in 1976, Josh Smith is from Knoxville, Tennessee, and currently lives and works in New York. He has had numerous solo exhibitions in the United States and abroad, most notably Who Am I? At De Hall in Harlem in 2009, and Hidden Darts at Museum Moderne Kunst in Vienna in 2008. He has also participated in several important group exhibitions, including Uncertain States of America at the Serpentine Gallery in London and Astrup Fearnley Museet in Oslo, USA Today at Saatchi Gallery, the 2007 Lyon Biennale curated by Hans-Ulrich Obrist, Bookshelf at the Museum of Modern Art in New York, and the Generational Younger Than Jesus at the New Museum in New York. Gallery Eva Prazenhuber is delighted to announce its second solo show of Josh Smith, born 1976, in its Mog Areal Gallery. This show will present a wide array of Smith's painterly evolution, ranging in different sizes, techniques, and motifs. Josh Smith has come to public recognition through his instantly identifiable abstract style, from his name paintings to his collages and his favorite motifs such as the fish or the leaf. The idea behind these recurring motifs is to achieve an impenetrable abstraction, yet an abstraction that makes its methods clear and reveals its making. The urgency felt in the painting is actually a cover for a long thought process, for a careful and meticulous selection in which the brushstrokes, the collaged elements, are brought together to form an image. The elements of the paintings put together quickly, sometimes painted directly onto walls, confront us with wrongful common visions of preciousness towards art and even more so towards painting as a practice. In this exhibition, Smith will show his new body of work and particularly a large grid of 15 paintings displayed together to present as one painting. It is in fact a collage of all different paintings that are worked on separately. Smith comes from a background of printmaking and is fascinated with producing books, the idea of repetition being at the core of these practices. They find their ways in his visual aesthetics. Painting his name repeatedly, or an abstraction of a leaf or a fish, helps the viewer to get away from the object itself, not focusing on how it is rendered, but rather on how it is painted. Cleaved away from the signification of what is depicted, the lines and curves, the palette, become the subject of his work. The repetition of his own work within his oeuvre is linked to the fact that nothing goes to waste in Smith's studio. Posters, prints, and papers of all sorts are recycled and incorporated into collages and paintings. Old announcement posters become the basis for new announcement paintings. Older paintings are reprinted, glued, and repainted. Josh Smith has managed to overcome the challenges of painting, incorporating disparate elements whilst creating a unique style, constantly reinventing himself. He is a master of color and composition, and in this new show, he displays works creating self-entities that are coherent with each other. It is undeniable that it is in this eternal quest for abstraction that lies Smith's ambitious side, his self-confidence to pursue new directions, and this quest reveals his audacity and brashness. Josh Smith has had solo exhibitions at the Brand Foundation, Connecticut, USA, Museum Don't Donenens in Durl, Belgium, Centre d'Art Contemporain in Geneva, Switzerland, amongst others, and has participated in the 54th Venice Biennale and other important group shows, such as Younger Than Jesus, in the New Museum, New York, USA. Massimo De Carlo presents Unsolved Mystery, a new solo exhibition by Josh Smith. Josh Smith comes back to Milan at Massimo De Carlo's gallery for his third show with a series of new paintings and a body of ceramic sculptures. Josh Smith's work is a reflection on the practice of painting, on the role of the artist, and on the meaning of the artwork itself. It investigates both the concepts of authenticity and seriality with an obsessive repetition of themes, forms, and colors. The paintings in Unsolved Mystery, located in all the gallery's rooms, have a very common and yet very exotic element as a main subject, the palm tree. Through thick strokes of paint in bright colors, Josh Smith conceives bizarre landscapes, romantic sunsets, and silent sunrises in which the representation of the chosen element becomes just an excuse. Josh Smith's works are in fact abstract paintings, where the natural elements are just familiar symbols of common icons, images that are visible and recognizable everywhere, on postcards, in central streets, all over the world, in shops' windows, even on ties. The palm tree is a sign, a pattern to be reproduced to infinity, as a way to fasten the gesture of the artist to the canvas. The second room of the gallery presents a series of shelves with a number of small pottery sculptures, bizarre artifacts. These objects are ruins of domestic items, leaves, ghosts, aluminium cans, and plastic bottles are all reproduced in ceramic and represent Josh Smith's hypertrophic domestic approach. Using the most various objects, from painting to graphic, from collage to ceramic, from book to installation, Josh Smith investigates the originality and reproducibility of the artwork. His works construct an intimate and yet universal path, and they are always in constant dialogue, one with the other. Seriality and linearity of forms and dimensions, the nagging repetition of decorative models, the use of disparate techniques, always inside the edges of classical patterns. Chance and mistakes are the guidelines of Josh Smith's work and the themes that define his world. Josh Smith's work's evolution brought him to include into his abstract canvases decorative motifs such as leaves, fishes, insects, skeletons, ghosts, and sunsets. From the name paintings to the monochromes, Josh Smith pushes the public to overstep the aesthetic result of the artist product and to focus their attention on the artist process. Gallery Eva Presenhuber is pleased to announce its third solo exhibition with works by Josh Smith in the spaces of the Löwenbräu Areal. The show presents new works in various dimensions, techniques, and motifs. Josh Smith is distinguished by his mastery of the most varied mediums, painting, collage, sculpture, graphics, and ceramics. He first became known for his so-called name paintings. In them, his own name appears in constantly new variations as the main pictorial motif, a reflection of the search for an unmistakable artistic identity. His perfectly pedestrian name, is not the content, however, but rather an opportunity to experiment with the most varied painting styles, and with them, despite their explicit signature, or precisely because of it, to render any notion of distinctiveness absurd. In his collages as well, where found materials like newspaper clippings or takeout menus are combined with his own drawings, posters, and objects from his studio, the focus is on the myth of artistic authenticity. In recent years, Smith has developed an idiosyncratic, abstract manner of painting that includes such motifs as leaves, fish, skeletons, insects, ghosts, and sunsets. He employs these somewhat arbitrary themes alternately in aggressive, playful, and repetitious ways, and frequently in oddly eccentric ones. He forces us to focus not so much on the aesthetic result as on his process. The Macro Museum in Rome is presenting a comprehensive solo show of his until September 20. Josh Smith was born in Tennessee in 1976 and has had numerous solo shows in the United States and Europe, including Macro Museum, Rome, 2015, The American Dream, Brandt Foundation, Greenwich, Connecticut, 2011, Who Am I, De Hollen, Harlem, 2009, and Hidden Darts, Museum Moderne Kunst, Vienna, 2008. In addition, Smith has participated in a number of group shows, including The Painting Factory, Abstraction After Warhol, Museum of Contemporary Art, Los Angeles, Le Printemps de Septembre, Toulouse, The Generational, Younger Than Jesus, The New Museum, New York, Uncertain States of America, Serpentine Gallery, London, and the Lyon Biennale, 2007. In 2011, Smith was invited to take part in the 54th Venice Biennale Illuminazioni. Bonner Kunstverein announces an exhibition of new paintings and ceramics by the American artist Josh Smith. Drawing upon a broad range of traditions in painting, both figurative and abstract, Josh Smith's output is diverse, whilst remaining stylistically distinct. His fluid, dynamic compositions are characterized by their expressive brushstrokes, calligraphic line, and intensity of color. This latest body of work comprises both abstract and representational paintings in two distinct groups that were developed at the same time. They will be presented together with over 60 small ceramic sculptures that were made over the past 2 years. Representing a broad range of subjects that encompass both the familiar and prosaic, as well as the exotic and macabre, these sculptures include studies of leaves, armadillos, palm trees, volcanoes, swamps, basketballs, bottles of vodka and antifreeze, severed hands, and internal organs. This is Smith's first solo exhibition in Germany. Josh Smith, born 1976, Okinawa, studied at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, Tennessee, and Miami University, Oxford, Ohio. Solo exhibitions of his work have been presented at Museo d'Arte Contemporanea, Rome, 2015. De Hollen, Harlem, and Centre d'Art Contemporain, Genève, both in 2009, and the Museum of Modern Art, Ludwig Foundation, MUMOC, Vienna, 2008. His work has featured in significant international surveys, including the Forever Now, Contemporary Painting in an Atemporal World at the Museum of Modern Art, New York, 2014, the Painting Factory, Abstraction After Warhol at the Museum of Contemporary Art, Los Angeles, 2012, and the 54th Venice Biennale, 2011. Smith's work is also part of Painting 2.0, Expression in the Information Age, currently at the Brandhorst Museum, Munich. His paintings are held in public collections at the Centre Pompidou, Paris, Museum of Modern Art, Ludwig Foundation, MUMOC, Vienna, the Museum of Modern Art, and the Whitney Museum of American Art. Xavier Hufkins is delighted to present American artist Josh Smith's first exhibition at the gallery. Josh Smith is known for an oeuvre that is as diverse as it is distinctive, encompassing oils, drawings, prints, posters, artist books, and sculptures, some of which are representational, others of which are abstract. Smith's output varies widely, but is always possessed of an innate coherence. No matter what he paints or makes, his work is always recognizably his. It was this, in part, that inspired one of his best-known series, the so-called name paintings. This involves Smith painting his name onto canvases, constantly varying the colors, manner, or technique, as a wry comment on the traditional importance of the artist's signature on a work of art and the concept of a signature artistic style. Repetition and variation are key themes within Smith's oeuvre and find their origins in his early training as a printmaker. In this exhibition, he presents a series of vivacious and expressive depictions of fish that in color and mood evoke a number of painterly traditions while also remaining resolutely contemporary. Smith often paints fish, not because they hold any special significance, but because they are such familiar creatures as to require little further analysis. But this last point is key to understanding his approach, which revolves around demystifying art as a way of penetrating to its very essence, namely the technical challenge of applying paint to canvas and the choices that this entails. By painting subjects that do not require a great degree of interpretation, he compels the viewer to look at how the works are painted, to absorb their colors, texture, and atmosphere, and to consider the ways in which an identical subject can change on a technical level. And yet Smith always leaves a window open for interpretation. Fish have appeared in art since time immemorial, and depending on the viewer, can conjure up a myriad of social, political, religious, and economic connotations. Likewise, these seemingly commonplace fish are anything but characterless. Thanks to their human-shaped eyes, each is possessed of an individual, palpable, and wholly unique personality. All of Smith's work has an urgent quality to it, but while his canvases might appear to have been executed in haste, they are ultimately the product of a deep psychological engagement with the difficult task of making art in a world awash with images. With regard to the latter, the artist is something of an agent provocateur. He creates work that deliberately bucks prevailing trends and speaks instead of a more fundamental engagement with what it means to be an artist, and furthermore to engage with the world on a purely visual level. Smith's primary language is art, and what he has to say is not off the cuff, but a carefully constructed essay that, more often than not, has been months in the making. Of the endeavor that lies behind the work, both mental and physical, Smith has explained, "Sometimes the paintings are around for years. In the way I work, there is no difference between making and looking. I think they're really the same thing, actually. The making takes a second, and the looking takes much, much more time." It is precisely this, the visceral and energetic, constantly self-renewing impulse to create, coupled with his unadulterated love of painting and the time devoted to it, that makes Smith's work so fresh and alive. Josh Smith, born 1976, Okinawa, Japan, grew up in Tennessee. He lives and works in New York. Recent solo exhibitions include Josh Smith, Bonner Kunstverein, Bonn, Germany, 2016. Josh Smith, Museo d'Arte Contemporanea, Roma, Rome, Italy, 2015. The American Dream, Brandt Foundation Art Study Center, Greenwich, Connecticut, 2011. And Hidden Darts, Museum Moderner Kunst, Stiftung Ludwig Wien, Vienna, Austria, 2008. Standard Oslo is proud to announce an exhibition of new works by Josh Smith, with a title borrowed from a quote by Georgia O'Keeffe. There is the beginning, and there is the end, and then there is death. He keeps on coming back in the seventh seal, ever since that first scene, arriving on the beach and stating the obvious, I am death. All pale features, all black outfit, leaving little for the imagination, leaving little sense of hope. Nothing escapes me. No one escapes me. Leaving you with few other options but to drag your feet, drag out time, and drag out the next move in this chess game that you presumed was the best way of buying time. Antonius Bloch. Wait a moment. Death. You all say that, but I grant no reprieves. Heavy-handed, but there you have Ingmar Bergman, even though having rewritten the script 5 times had plenty of opportunities to rethink it. Black and white pieces played by people in black and white in a black and white film. The two dark, brooding silhouettes of Max von Sydow and Bengt Ekeroth on either side of the chess game look the same. Come to think of it, Max von Sydow always looks the same. The cinematographer Gunnar Fischer, having carried the 100 kilos heavy camera down to the beach to shoot the scene, remarked, You can see that each of them has a 2-kilogram lamp behind him, illuminating his profile. People said to me that that has to mean that there are 2 suns. Yes, that's quite right, I said, but if you can accept death sitting playing a game of chess, then you can also accept 2 suns. Maybe it is more difficult to accept that death would win now that Scandinavia has produced one of the finest champions the sport of chess ever saw with Magnus Carlsen. Sure, at some point Magnus Carlsen will die, and at some point he might lose it. Not in a Bobby Fischer, no related to Gunnar, sort of way of losing it, like losing grip on life, but just losing that touch that makes you win titles and tournaments. But up until then, who knows if Carlsen could not manage to escape. If you have the first move, the price of a mistake is much lower. So if you have the first move, you can make a mistake and still be in the game, Carlsen confesses. If you're playing black and you make a mistake, you're likely going to be out, just because of that half-move advantage. Josh Smith likes to leave margins of error. Therefore, he makes the opening move, choosing motives that do not invite precision. A fish, a leaf, a skeleton, and this time around, the Grim Reaper. 13 of them, all equipped with that thankless task, being a messenger of bad news. Each one depicted a melancholic solitude, suggesting as much sympathy with the messenger as with those receiving the message. And then, leaving the door a bit more open, Smith adds a bright colored border at the edge of the portrait. Stenciled onto that are pictograms of birds, flowers, and other plants, disrupting the sense of drama that is becoming for death. Verfremdungseffekt, if you ask Bertolt Brecht, or working with what you got, if you ask Gunnar Fischer, who for that final scene of the seventh seal, where death is dancing off with the travelers once again, had to schlep that 100 kilos heavy camera to the beaches of Hofshaller. We had packed up for the day because of an approaching storm. Suddenly I caught sight of a strange cloud. Gunnar Fischer hastily set the camera back into place. Several of the actors had already returned to where we were staying, so a few grips and a couple of tourists danced in their place, having no idea what it was all about. The image that later became so iconic was improvised in only a few minutes. Sometimes it comes down to luck. Sometimes death needs some help and some extras. Sometimes Magnus Carlsen loses in chess. Josh Smith, born 1976, Okinawa, grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee, and lives and works in New York. Recent solo exhibitions include Josh Smith at Bonner Kunstverein Bonn, Germany, 2016, Josh Smith at Museo d'Arte Contemporanea Roma, Rome, Italy, 2015, The American Dream at the Brandt Foundation Art Study Center, Greenwich, Connecticut, 2011, and Hidden Darts, Museum Moderne Kunst Stiftung Ludwig Wien, Vienna, Austria, 2008. Other exhibitions include Illuminations at the 2011 Venice Biennale, Venice, Italy. Le Printemps de Septembre in Toulouse, France. The Painting Factory, Abstraction After Warhol, at the Museum of Contemporary Art, Los Angeles. And The Forever Now, Contemporary Painting in an Atemporal World, at the Museum of Modern Art, New York. Eva Prisenhuber is pleased to present their fifth exhibition by New York-based artist Josh Smith. For this exhibition, Josh Smith will show a set of paintings depicting watermelons. Particularly, the paintings are of split watermelons, or more specifically, the open face of a cut watermelon. In art history, this big, contrasting fruit has been depicted countless times in all sorts of ways. Sometimes as an element, and sometimes it is the whole painting. In the case of the paintings Josh Smith will be showing, the melon covers the whole panel. These panels are modestly sized, colorful and not too dark. Smith honed in on this subject to project because he liked the way they looked. He knew it would be difficult to depict the subject, and attempted it could make sweet paintings. As it grows, the watermelon is a ready-made, perfectly formed sculpture. In his words, "I wanted to make these paintings because I knew, though they are simple-seeming, that they would be tough and hold together. I wanted it to feel pointless at the beginning, and then gain merits as I uncovered or created problems, and then either solved them or forgot them. No painting is going to light up a watermelon nearly as well as it lights itself up. It's a common object in lots of worlds, and I have always been attracted to the fruit. I thought for a long time about the colors, the shapes, and the seeds, and wondered how I could process those strong features. Foremost, I was drawn to the formal qualities of the subject. I showed the melons split because with all the contrast I saw in the fruit, I saw an opportunity to take restriction off of color combinations. Really, I could not figure out how to make the paintings worthwhile until I showed the fruit opened. There was nothing to render that was humbling but fun to realize. They looked cool, but it was not what I wanted. In the future, there might be a reason to try again, but it is not the next thing I want to try. Regardless of how these watermelon paintings turned out, I knew the paintings would innately fail. I gained impetus and comfort from establishing that for myself in advance of trying these. The hope was for glorious and gleeful failure. This is not a bad thing, and I was eager to receive what I got when I made these simple paintings. Perhaps the term failure does not apply well in this situation. In any case, a little bit, I think of my paintings like kids, not human kids, but animal kids. As a parent to animal kids, I understand that no kid is perfect. Besides, who wants a perfect kid? It is fine after a while because you cannot control it anymore. I always want to work uphill, but this time I desired the hill to be steeper and sideways. As opposed to other paintings I have made recently which featured palm trees, fish, or the Grim Reaper, the watermelon was a nebulous form which I was hoping would start to pull my mind back into puddle thinking. Puddle thinking is what I sometimes put my brain on when I work. I love the puddle world, but it is a darker place. For my own sake, I had gone away from that for a minute. In the puddle zone, you can forget about making something cool or perfect. You never know how deep a puddle is, nor can you tell what is in it. Puddle forms change as the water gets deeper or as it dries back up. Somehow, strangely, these melons have triggered that desire to try things I cannot much control. When I am satisfied, rather than nervous, about not being in control, it works good for painting. Josh Smith first gained attention in the early 2000s with a relatively straightforward series of paintings of his name. Later, he began to unwind the name to create a series of sharp, colorful, and inscrutable abstract paintings. In recent years, the abstract paintings have morphed into more pictorial paintings built around simple subjects such as leaves, fish, skeletons, ghosts, and palm trees. Those subjects were chosen partially because they can be rendered easily by most anyone who cares to try. Therefore, the rendering of an image does not over-involve itself with any attempt towards pictorial virtuosity. For Smith, paintings are largely hosts for expression and experiment. Josh Smith, born 1976, Okinawa, Japan. His father was in the military. After a number of moves, grew up mostly in East Tennessee. He has lived in New York City since 1998. He has had several solo exhibitions in the United States and abroad at institutions such as the Bonner Kunstverein, Bonn, Museo d'Arte Contemporanea Roma, Rome, the Brandt Foundation, Greenwich, Connecticut, Centre d'Art Contemporain, Genève, Geneva, De Halle in Harlem, and Mumok, Vienna. He has also participated in important group exhibitions such as the Painting Factory, Abstraction After Warhol at the Museum of Contemporary Art, Los Angeles, Le Printemps de Septembre in Toulouse, Illuminations in the 2011 Venice Biennale, The Generational Younger Than Jesus at the New Museum in New York, MoMA's The Forever Now, Contemporary Painting in an Atemporal World, and most recently, Painting 2.0, Expression in the Information Age, which showed at the Museum Brandhorst Munich and traveled to Mumok, Vienna. His works are in numerous public collections, including the Centre Pompidou, Paris, Mumok, Vienna, the Whitney Museum of Art, New York, and the Museum of Modern Art, New York. Massimo De Carlo is pleased to present I Will Carry the Weight, an exhibition by Josh Smith, the artist's first London gallery show since 2007. The American painter Josh Smith, whose practice encompasses prints, drawings, and sculptures, creates works characterized by dramatic brushstrokes, compulsive repetition of subjects, calligraphic lines, and the intensity of color. In I Will Carry the Weight, the title being the artist's answer to Gangstar's song, Who's Gonna Carry the Weight? Josh Smith presents a series of new, large and small-scale oil canvases depicting variations of the personification of death, the Grim Reaper. In each canvas, the Grim Reaper is portrayed with the customary black robe and scythe, positioned in surreal and hallucinatory dark landscapes, marked by multicolored and vibrant brushstrokes. The artists commenced the series by drawing cartoon sketches and slowly started to render the sketches in oil. The weightiness of this subject was for Josh Smith a gift, allowing him to devote more energy to the paintings themselves, giving each painting enough personality to warrant its existence. The artist assigns to the painting titles that he felt nebulously amplified his desire for what each work might convey. About the viewer's potential quest for a meaning in this series, Josh Smith states, "There is no meaning except that they mean everything you want them to. I believe any good painting could just as easily mean nothing as it could mean everything. Ideally, you look at the paintings and then think about whatever it is that you end up thinking about. That's what happens with me." The exhibition also includes a group of monotypes made a few years earlier, portraying the same subject. Josh Smith will usually go into the print shop before he starts to make a new set of paintings and is able to test out everything and see if an idea is worth pursuing. Monotyping produces a unique print made by drawing or painting on a smooth, non-absorbent surface. The image is then transferred onto a sheet of paper by pressing the two together. In this case, this was done with a printing press. About making the monotypes, Josh Smith says, "I feel as if the monotypes are a type of painting. The process of creating a monotype allows for reaction and reflection as you are creating. In this exhibition, you will notice the changes between the monotypes and the paintings." In both the canvases and the monotypes, Josh Smith creates a series of expressive and colorful memento mori. The inevitability of death is depicted not as an evil or sinister fact, but rather as a harmless reality. David Zwirner is pleased to present Emo Jungle, an exhibition of new work by American artist Josh Smith. On view in the gallery's West 19th Street spaces in New York, the show marks the artist's inaugural solo presentation with David Zwirner. Since the early 2000s, Smith has developed a prolific and expansive body of painting, that employs specific visual motifs as a means of exploring the potentiality of the painted surface. These visual forms, which include his name, fish, skeletons, leaves, and palm trees, among others, serve as unassuming structures through which Smith pursues his investigation of the medium, resulting in works that forthrightly present themselves to the viewer. Though fully realized as individual artworks, each painting serves as a stage in an ongoing, interrelated, and heterogeneous process of image production and experimentation, in which motifs, colors, and visuals are recycled, refined, and reimagined. Emo Jungle features an array of new paintings by the artist, including several new Reaper paintings, part of an ongoing series that depicts the figure of death. Rendered in lush ribbons and fields of color, the blank, empty faces and shapeless cloaks of the Reapers serve as genderless, formless ciphers for the viewer. These Reapers, several constituting the largest he has produced, are made additionally distinct by the unique border treatments that Smith applies. The borders allude somewhat to the artist's interest in early American decorative wall stencils, as well as the serrated and perforated edges of postage stamps, which signify a kind of self-contained meaning or value. Also debuting at the exhibition are paintings with entirely new motifs. One such group of works depicts a devil-like figure. Smith represents this character with a paintbrush, reaching to the corners and margins of the canvases, self-reflexively painting himself into the compositions. Human animals are off the focus of another series, which features primate-like creatures whose long limbs seem to stretch and determine the margins of the wide rectangular works. In another prolific series, Smith explores the form of the turtle. In these paintings, the turtle's shells morph into palettes, open-ended surfaces of endless possibility, where Smith mixes paint and experiments with facture and color. The group is presented in its entirety, uniquely installed in the gallery's 519 West 19th Street space, so as to emphasize the similarities and differences between the individual works. Smith chose the turtle specifically because, as he states, quote, "It's a boring thing that I love," unquote. Turtles, like the artist's other motifs, remove the imperative to find meaning or be confounded by the artwork. The meaning, perhaps, arises in the making, Smith explains, leaving the viewer something purely for their visual engagement. They don't have to be burdened with the meaning. What they're left with is purely for them. The viewer can love it, they can hate it, but they're not going to walk up to it and feel dumb. Throughout the gallery, Smith has installed groups of ceramic traffic cones, a form that extends his formal interests into the sculptural realm. Smith will debut several new groups of monotypes that will be presented as part of an online viewing room. These unique monotypes, made through a refined printing process that involves pressing a painted plate against paper, constitute another mode through which Smith explores the nuances and possibilities of his imagery. The resulting works are intricate, variegated surfaces, in which the pressed layers of paint interact with the material qualities of the various cotton and plastic papers he selects, resulting in diverse effects. Smith was born in 1976 in Okinawa, Japan. Smith's father was in the U.S. Army, and his family moved frequently, eventually settling in East Tennessee, where the artist mostly grew up. His work has been presented in numerous solo exhibitions at museums and art institutions in the United States and abroad, including at the Bonner Kunstverein, Bonn, Germany, 2016, Museo d'Arte Contemporanea di Roma, Rome, 2015, Zabludowitz Collection, London, 2013, the Brandt Foundation Art Study Center, Greenwich, Connecticut, 2011, Centre d'Art Contemporain Genève, Geneva, 2009, De Haal in Haarlem, Haarlem, the Netherlands, 2009-2010, Museum Moderne Kunst Stiftung Ludwig Wien, Mumok, Vienna, 2008, and Sculpture Center Long Island City, New York, 2004. Smith's work has also been included in important groups exhibitions, such as Painting 2.0, Expression in the Information Age, which opened at the Museum Brandhorst, Munich, and subsequently traveled to the Museum Moderne Kunststiftung Ludwig Wien, MUMOK, Vienna, 2015-2016. The Forever Now, Contemporary Painting in an Atemporal World, the Museum of Modern Art, New York, 2014-2015. The Painting Factory, Abstraction After Warhol, Museum of Contemporary Art, Los Angeles, 2012. Illuminations, the Central Exhibition at the 54th Venice Biennale, 2011. And the Generational Triennial, Younger Than Jesus, New Museum, New York, 2009. Smith's work is held in numerous international public collections, including the Broad, Los Angeles, Carnegie Museum of Art, Pittsburgh, Centre Georges Pompidou, Paris, Moderne Museet, Stockholm, Musée d'Art Contemporain de Montréal, the Museum of Modern Art, New York, Museum Moderne Kunststiftung Ludwig Wien, MUMOK, Vienna, and the Whitney Museum of American Art, New York. Smith has lived and worked in New York since 1998. The artist has been represented by David Zwirner since 2017.